T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, January 18th, the federal birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., federal holiday. We'll have our full weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes as we begin the week. And Earl Pitts is coming up as well. KNSS news time is 6 o'clock. The Central County Health Department says it successfully completed phase one of distribution for the coronavirus vaccine and is ready for phase two. KSN News spoke with County Health Officer Dr. Gerald Menz. He says people 65 and older are next in line in Sedgwick County.
It may take a month or a month and a half or 2 months. Even if we got all the vaccine today, it would probably take that long just physically to get everybody through the line and get them vaccinated.
Roughly 70,000 people in Sedgwick County make up that age group. The health department says federal distribution of the vaccine is slow, and Sedgwick County is still working out details for how the distribution will proceed. Health officials say they are still looking at a scheduling system. And Dr. Anthony Fauci offers his thoughts on the distribution.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he understands there is some hesitancy among many Americans considering the quickened vaccine approval process. But on NBC's Meet the Press, he said getting the shot could be a benefit against the virus evolution.
If we can get, overwhelming majority of the population vaccinated, we'd be in very good shape and could beat even the mutant.
Fauci says President-elect Biden's plan to deliver 100 million vaccinations in his first 100 days is a plan that Fauci calls very doable. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
50 officers and staff from the Wichita Police Department are going to the nation's capital for the inauguration events this week.
Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says the officers and staff will offer support services and will not be going into the inauguration event itself in a working capacity.
Sounds like it'll be a perimeter on a parade route. They will not be doing anything if there is any civil disturbances, they will not be a part of that. They have extensive teams from throughout the Northeast that are going to be there to handle anything that gets out of hand, if it does.
Ramsey says he does not think it's appropriate to go himself, so he will remain in Wichita. Ramsey also says Kansas Highway Patrol and Kansas City officers will be going. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Defense officials are concerned about a potential insider attack from service members assigned to secure the inauguration. That concern now has thousands of National Guard troops who have been deployed to the nation's capital getting vetted.
The FBI is doing background screening for all 25,000 National Guard troops assembling in Washington, D.C. The U.S. Army tells Fox News it's working with the Secret Service to identify which service members need extra screening ahead of Wednesday's inauguration. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said he's warned commanders to be on the lookout for any potential problems within their ranks and that extremism has no place in the military. He also said so far there's no evidence of any threats. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
The Kansas Policy Institute's Michael Austin tells KNSS News that Governor Laura Kelly's proposed state budget for this year looks a lot like last year's budget.
And last year, a vast majority of her, proposals were wildly rejected. So with a more conservative legislature this year, I don't understand, why she's proposing the same thing again. It's like Groundhog Day, but of course not in a good way.
Michael Austin was a guest on the John Whitmer Show last night here on KNSS. President-elect Biden is unlikely to have key members of his Senate confirmed by the time that he takes office on Wednesday.
Job interviews begin this week for President-elect Biden's cabinet nominees. The Foreign Relations Committee will hear testimony from Secretary of State nominee Antony Blinken tomorrow, the same day the Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen testifies for the Senate Finance Committee. President-elect Biden's Homeland Security Secretary nominee Alejandro Mayorkas has a video hearing tomorrow. And Defense Secretary nominee retired General Lloyd Austin will also meet with the Armed Services Committee this week. His confirmation, however, must also win House approval to waive a federal law requiring officers be retired from the military at least 7 years before leading the Pentagon. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It is a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Day, more on that, and a very important something is missing in England. What might that be? We'll get to those stories. We'll have Earl Pitts and our full weather forecast as we begin the week. It's all on the way, and we are underway here with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And as we begin the work week here in January, let's take a look at traffic. We'll keep you updated all morning long. Traffic with Jad Chambers.
This morning here in the Wichita area, it's cold outside but not freezing. The traffic conditions are looking really good right now out there. Traffic volumes picking up, still not particularly heavy though here on the Wichita roadways. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And as we take a look at the beginning of the week, we got to see what the weather is holding in store for us. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As a disturbance drifts in from the northwest, we will have some cloud cover from time to time. Otherwise, mostly sunny and breezy by this afternoon with a high 53. Clouding up and cold tonight, Tarlow near 30. Slightly cooler tomorrow, but not as windy. Tuesday's high 46. Near 55 by Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 36 degrees here on this Monday morning. Federal holiday, the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. 6:13 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Speaking of which, today does mark the observance of the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is a federal holiday, and you'll see many folks spending a day in service.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is observed each year on the third Monday in January, and it's also a national day of service as designated by Congress in 1994. The day celebrates the life and legacy of King, who fought for civil rights and racial equality before he was killed in 1968. This year, due to the pandemic, many service opportunities are virtual, and the Presidential Inaugural Committee is collaborating with AmeriCorps on volunteer opportunities. AmeriCorps, which is a service network supported by the federal government, lists MLK Day service events, and you can sign up for those at nationalservice.gov. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A royal bird is missing in England. And there is an old prophecy warning that that is not good news.
Legend says there must be at least six ravens in the Tower of London, or the United Kingdom will fall. So eyebrows have been raised here after the Tower announced one of its resident birds is missing, and has been for several weeks. Merlina is feared dead. The man in charge of the ravens, Raven Master Chris Scaife, has moved to allay concerns. He says he keeps spare birds, leaving the Tower with a flock of seven and Britain still intact. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Oh, fun.
Gotta wow.
Keep track of the prophecy.
That's just strange. It really is.
The missing raven from the Tower of London.
Well, I guess if you got to have ravens, you apparently need somebody to make sure that you've got enough. It's just strange.
Thus says the prophecy.
Yeah.
Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes calls Phil Spector a brilliant producer but a lousy husband. They were married for 6 years before divorcing in 1974. Phil Spector died over the weekend. He's serving prison time for the murder 18 years ago of actor Lana Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Spector was 81. Ronnie Spector writes on Instagram, her love for him was like a fairy tale, but darkness set in. She says she still smiles whenever she hears the music they made together, and always will. Ronnie Spector wrote in her memoir that Phil kept a gold coffin in their house and said that he'd put her dead body in it if she tried to leave him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not a particularly good husband there, I
Creepy.
Suppose. Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll have more on Phil Spector's death in entertainment news in The Blur coming up at 8:35 this morning. So make sure you're here for that. Great segment every weekday here with Steve and Ted in the morning. Dr. Dre is recovering at home after his stay in a hospital in Los Angeles. Dre's attorney says Dre left over the weekend. No other details.
Yep.
TMZ reported that Dr. Dre had suffered a brain aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote earlier in the month that he was doing great, getting excellent care from his medical team. Ice-T posted recently that Dre is, quote, safe and looking good.
Yeah, good. Good.
We got the presidential inauguration coming up in a couple of days. Bruce Springsteen, John Legend, and Foo Fighters have now joined the lineup of entertainment at the inauguration on Wednesday.
Hmm.
They'll perform part of a 90-minute primetime special that's going to air on multiple networks. Other performers already include Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake, Jon Bon Jovi, Lady Gaga, and J-Lo will perform at the inauguration as well at the U.S. Capitol. Hours after an angry mob of Trump supporters took control of the U.S. Capitol earlier this month, Selena Gomez laying much of the blame at the feet of big tech.
Big tech is the
problem. I'm glad we're getting Selena Gomez's take on this. In a Twitter post, the singer said that what happened was caused by, quote, allowing people with hate in their hearts to use platforms that should be used to bring people together and allow people to build community, unquote. In her comment, she called out by name the heads of Facebook, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, saying they, quote, have all failed the American people, says Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Pitbull is now a NASCAR owner.
Really?
He's become a partner in the new NASCAR team, Trackhouse Racing, that's going to make its debut at the Daytona 500 next month. Daniel Suarez will drive the number 99 Chevrolet. Pitbull says he's been a NASCAR fan since the movie Days of Thunder.
I thought it's been a while.
I thought it was since he's a kid. Nope, since the movie Days of Thunder.
Okay.
He says Trackhouse will show the world that, quote, NASCAR is not only a sport, but a culture, unquote.
What'd you think of Days of Thunder?
It was amusing enough.
Yeah.
I wished it had been a little funnier. It's typical of the Will Ferrell stuff. It's hit and miss.
That's not Days of Thunder.
Oh, I was thinking of Talladega Nights.
You're thinking of Talladega Nights. Days of Thunder,
Tom
Cruise.
Days of Thunder, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I was getting that confused.
Yeah. That's why I said
well,
it was,
I haven't seen
that's
that
been
thing.
A long time.
You're right. I haven't seen that thing in decades then.
Yeah.
I guess, to be honest, I don't remember much about it.
I don't remember much about it. My take on it was, if I'd liked NASCAR, maybe I would have liked that movie, but I guess it was okay.
Yeah, I was getting that confused. Okay.
Yeah.
Days of Thunder.
So that probably was when Pitbull was a kid.
It probably was when Pitbull was a little kid. Yeah, exactly. All right, there we go. 6:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Of course, yesterday we had two more NFL playoff games in conference semifinals action, including a game you heard right here on KNSS, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns. The Chiefs trying to win at home, and they're going for back-to-back Super Bowl championships. Things were going pretty well for the Chiefs. They had a big 19-3 lead. Things seemed to be going pretty good, but then a play in the third quarter that changed everything. Mitch Holtus with the call of the game. You heard it right here on KNSS.
Fisher waiting for the call. They bring Kelsey in motion right to left on third and one. Long count, sprint option. This works at the goal line, and Mahomes trying to get up near the first down. It looks like he's got it, and Mahomes is down and gets up slowly. He's hurting, Danan. And they're helping him off now. They have taken the weight off his foot. There was some thought that he had the top of his foot was an issue. You know, we were speculating toe, ankle, whatever, and then trying to run the ball there. They did not give the Chiefs the first down, I don't think, here. It's 7:27 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, the Super Bowl MVP from last year, his head hit the ground pretty hard, and they had to take him out of the game and do the concussion protocol. And he did not play the rest of the game. So the Chiefs had to go the final quarter and a half with their backup quarterback, Chad Henne, trying to manage a lead. And that lead got smaller and smaller as the Browns started putting up some points on the board. And the Chiefs just trying to keep that ball away so that the Browns wouldn't get the ball back and have one last chance late in the game.
And the Chiefs are going to a shotgun set here on fourth down and inches. They can take the clock down now. The play clock is at 15, the game clock at 126. They can take this thing all the way down to about a minute and 12 seconds. They snap it. They're going for it. They flood it right. Caught. Tyreek Hill stays in bounds. The same play that they closed the game out against New Orleans. They do it to Cleveland. And Chad Henne out of the bullpen. Incredible job on a third and 14 scramble for 15. They called 13 and a half. Comes back on a roll to the right side, deking Cleveland into thinking they were going to run the clock. And they find Tyreek Hill on the right flat. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to advance in the AFC playoffs.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah, the Browns never got the ball back, and the Chiefs won the game 22-17. You heard Mitch Holthus reference Chad Henne, the 35-year-old quarterback. He had a huge 13-yard run on 3rd and 14, the play before that one, and we'll have highlights of that play coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. So good stuff. The Chiefs win. And they will host the conference championship game for the third year in a row. That's never happened in the AFC. It has now. It'll be the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills for the AFC title. The winner of that game will go to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs already a field goal favorite in that one. The Chiefs and the Bills, that will be at 5:40 p.m. on Sunday. And, of course, you can hear that game right here on KNSS, and we'll have Chiefs Radio Network for the pre- and post-game on that to go along with national coverage. So there you go. It'll be the Chiefs and the Bills in the AFC. Over in the NFC yesterday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went into New Orleans and upset the Saints. Buccaneers win it 30-20 under quarterback Tom Brady. So the NFC title game will be in Green Bay on Sunday afternoon, and that'll be the Green Bay Packers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Packers are a 3.5-point favorite. So there's your matchup set with two winners heading to the Super Bowl after Sunday. Good stuff. We've got a huge college basketball game tonight. Sixth-ranked Kansas is on the road in Waco visiting second-ranked undefeated Baylor. Baylor's 12-0. Jayhawks are 10-3. Jayhawks are a 9-point underdog on the road tonight at Baylor. And that game will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight. KU and Baylor, and you can hear that one live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And speaking of KU basketball, a happy birthday today to a Jayhawk great. Bud Stallworth is 71 today. He was the Big 8 Conference Player of the Year in 1972, led the nation in scoring, averaging 25 points a game, played in the NBA for the Sonics and the New Orleans Jazz, and he's in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. All-time, one of the all-time KU greats, Bud Stallworth is 71 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. It is 6:23 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and we've got plenty to get to as we go along throughout the morning. We'll also talk about there should not be any drama to be healthy in the new year. We'll get more on that from Dr. Sanjay Gupta coming up. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!